I stood up, ran forward, shouting the company battle cry, Zulu, and just got the guys going, because we'd all gone to ground because we were, say, exchanging small arms fire. And I realised we were starting to get low on our cyclic rate was falling. I realised we were starting to run out of ammunition, and all the Argentinians had to do was just sit there because they were well dug into defensive position. And so I just got up and ran forward and just led the charge, really. And we swept up the crest and took out the machine gun and captured the position.
Did you think you were going to die?
I think as a guy, you just do these things because that's what you're trained to do. I don't think you think about anything else.
So what you did by the sound of it is you know, weighed up the calculations and came out with the answer that this was the best thing to do. Whatever happened, this was the most sensible course of action.
Well, my troop sergeant was behind me in the dark and we were watching what was going on. And I had the colonel in my ear on the headpiece saying, you've got to move, and it just wasn't the right time. And I said, no, I'm not moving because it's not right. But then there came a point where I thought, we've got to go. And I remembered this story about the Black Watch in the Second World War. And I just remember it just came into my mind about the adjutant who'd stood up and led the men forward because they'd been pinned down. And they took the German position. What I didn't remember was that the adjutant had been cut in two by the machine gun. Fortunately, I think my mind deleted that bit. Delete that bit. Don't remember that particular
bit. Would you? Think about the heroism. Don't think about
and,
the injuries. Next
thing, I was just up and running. I was a young troop commander. I was trained to do it. I did what any normal British young platoon commander would have done in that time.
I'm guessing that to take the Argentine post, you know, your platoon didn't lose men, but it must have been at the expense of lives on the Argentinian side. It must have been.
Yep, that's right.
You've gone very quiet when I mentioned that. How do you feel about that? Because, of course, it's right and proper that you should celebrate your achievement and what you did, but it's at the expense of killing other people when it comes down to it, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And that is war. That's probably why I never make a big thing about the Falklands. And in fact, if I hadn't been coming in here today, I wouldn't even have remembered it was 30 years ago on this day, because today's my son's birthday and it's also my PA's birthday. And they're more important, they're more in the top of my head. But war is a horrible, nasty business. I see on the news today another soldier's been killed in Afghanistan, and every time I hear that, it just reminds me of what a horrible business it is. I think it had to be fought. I think we did the Argentine people a lot of good by getting rid of a very unpleasant military regime that had killed thousands of their own people, often in very nasty circumstances. But that doesn't disguise the fact that war is fighting, it's killing, it's being killed, it's being maimed. And I think we should always remember that when we think of our own boys and girls out on active service today in places like Afghanistan.